This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
All set? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Captain John Reagan is with us. And George from New Hampshire called in, and he mentioned Harry Cooper. And Harry Cooper is the owner of SharkHunters.com. So if you're interested in World War II history, Harry Cooper is a USA Prepares instructor. Website, SharkHunters.com. And calling in from Florida, in the direct path of Hurricane Dorian, is Steve Elkins. Steve, you got an update for us?
Yeah. Well, as far as where I'm going to be outside of Orlando, we're going to look at not too bad winds, 40 to 60 mile an hour per hour. Some gusts, some heavy rain at times, rain accumulation, not too bad, actually. I think it's around 2 to 4 inches, which we can handle that. But it's been an interesting time last week. I've been prepared for a while. I did a little fine tuning at the end there because I'm on a well system and I'm going to lose electricity and probably lose electricity. So my well is on electric. So problem there, but we have excess water. So we're in good shape there. But it's been interesting, you know, driving around town, the mood of this is my first hurricane down here in this area. And it's very interesting, the mood of people are just kind of focused and directional. And they're not smiling. They're not talking much. They're just grabbing what they need. And these people have been here a lot longer than I have. I've been here just a year and a half. But the gas lines are, the gas ran out for a while, and it's back stocked up again, so people are getting that. A lot of supplies are still missing. You can't find extension cords, 14-gauge anywhere. You can find tons of 16. And they must have had a surge of shipments of generators in the last couple days because they're everywhere. You can find generators. But I think what my cousin and I talked about down in Vero Beach, Florida, there's a lot of – I blame the Weather Channel for this. They cry wolf quite a bit. And when the real one really does come along, you'll not know it because every time they cry wolf, everybody jumps, and then finally they become desensitized. And he's down there talking about it. He's very angry because – he's actually more in the path than I am right now, and he's sitting still. He's I'm staying where I am. My other source is telling me that we're going to get some wind and everything is some rain, but it's not going to be a direct hit. But the Weather Channel will tell you just the opposite, and they do this all the time. So I'm calling this storm porn, a little fear propaganda storm porn, and they're very good at that. And he's actually wising up quite a bit. He said, this is all for ratings. This is all for commerce, money, advertising dollars. And I said, you're absolutely correct. So I think we're going to be fine. We may lose electricity for a little while, but I think we're going to be fine out here. But, you know, there's no excuse for people out here who live here, who've lived here a long time, who are not prepared. And you can see that when you go in the stores and you see the batteries are all gone. This is all gone. This is all gone. And, you know, we do have a hurricane season, and it ends in November. But people are just, this is that gambling attitude, Vincent, I talked to you about. Americans are the biggest gamblers. They gamble on everything they gamble on. I'm not a gambler, so I'm going to be better prepared for the next one. I'm pretty good prepared now, but better next time. I'm getting a couple more items on my list, and I've thought about some things, and for the future. So I'm never going to be one of those people that's dependent on government for anything.
Steve, I'll tell you what. Next time we're on, which will be soon, let's talk about what you prepared for and what you would have liked to have had that you didn't have, but next time you will have. And we'll talk about that. But quick question.
Yeah.
What about price gouging? Have you seen it? Has gas gone up? Has it spiked?
It has not, and they were they're putting out websites and telling people information. If you see gouging anywhere, hotel rooms, gas, please report it. I have not seen it. The gas companies surely have done this in the past, and they have not. They've locked down the price. It stayed the same. Nothing's changed. All the gas stations are pretty much the same price, so no gouging there. Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, I've made it a policy that whenever there is a calamity and there's gouging, I remember that, and I never go back there. Never. Yeah. Never. So any questions from Captain John Reagan?
Well, you know, you guys moved so fast today. You were on the Civil War, which I love that kind of stuff, and you moved on to Germany, and you moved on to saucers and stuff. By the way, feel free to share what I've told you about Roswell with your listening audience, and my grandfather, who was a brigadier general at the Pentagon. Feel free to share that anytime you want to. I don't fear any retaliation. What my grandfather told my father was the truth. My father shared that with me.
I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll put that in the same broadcast that you and I do together, and our class can get it right from the horse's mouth. Anything else, Steve?
Just a comment. You guys talked about religion for a little bit, and I had a something I've written down here that my father told me once, the power of religion, using guilt to gain profit. And religion is the opiate for the masses, basically a cheap psychiatrist. Your cost is 10% tithing. And so aside of having a real opiate addiction, drug addiction in this country, yes, we have an opiate addiction, all right, and religion's included.
Very good. Steve, thanks so much.
You got it. Thanks.
Stay safe. That was Steve Elkins in Florida, near Orlando. Captain John Reagan, back to you.
Well, as the show was starting last hour, I checked the silver chart and to just go ahead and put a little perspective on it. Friday, it closed at 1834. At the beginning of the show, it was 1875, and I just checked this last break, and it's 1895. And I've been watching silver closely for, especially since the beginning of July, and I've watched them try to smack it down again, and every time it has gotten right back up. I can't tell you exactly what's going to happen, but things are different this time as opposed to, you know, watching it since the silver crash in 2011. And it's interesting times coming, and there's so many pieces to this puzzle, which, you know, not only include the trade war, you got Hong Kong, you got Brexit, you got Iran. And we don't know which one of those is going to pop first. We do have a date for Brexit, and I'm expecting us to see some very interesting silver prices by the end of the year. I'm trying to prioritize what's coming. I know we're getting ready to hit a break. I've got some notes that I planned on talking about that really needs to be an article, but it ties in very well with what we ended up discussing last hour. But the topic is secrets. And not only does that cover a little bit what we have, but there's some videos I'm going to talk about. And in two of those three videos, secrets play an important part that are still basically mucking with science today. Did you want to add anything?
I have a quick comment. You mentioned just a couple minutes ago silver was at 1895. Not anymore. This chart is almost straight up. It's now at 1913, according to Kitco. So for those silver bugs out there, if you already got it, good for you. Good for you. It's on the move. And What does that tell you, Captain John Reagan, that people are starting to really worry? I don't know a single person, not a single person whom I've spoken with in about a month, who is maybe 3 months really, who is not concerned. They can feel it. They can feel it in their bones that things are really, really not normal. They're concerned that the economy may tank. They feel that the supply chain is precariously perched, that it's difficult to get people to work on things because people don't know how to do that anymore. We don't know how to fix things. The things that we're buying are breaking sooner, faster, and companies are walking away from the warranty responsibilities. Products are cheaper. Now, I don't mean less expensive. I mean junky. And we're seeing it everywhere. And people are saying, well, you know, heck, that phone's 3 years old. What do you expect? How can you expect it to, you know, last? It's 3 years old. It's crazy. Absolutely crazy. I've got, right in the studio, I have a desk telephone. It's at least 30 years old. At least 30 years old. And it works great. I have a switching system that powers all of my equipment. It's at least 30 years old, maybe 35. So things were made to last a long time. It's just not anymore.
Well, there's another side of that, too. Yeah. You know, when we were growing up, if something happened to your toaster, you'd take it into the repair shop. You wouldn't go out and buy a new toaster.
Or fix it yourself. And those toaster repair shops, those fix-it shops, they're all gone. People don't have things fixed anymore. I remember a couple years ago I had a pair of Red Wing farm boots. The leather was still good, but the soles were worn out. So I called a couple shoe repair places, and I said, I'm thinking about getting these resold. And I explained what I had, and I said, so what does that cost? And the guy said, $75 to $85. And I said, no. I'm not asking to buy a new pair of boots. I'm just talking about having them resold. And the guy was trying to tell me that that's what it costs now. Now, the whole pair of boots when I bought them was $118. So, prices are really high. I don't know how anybody can afford anything today. I mean, literally. I got, Captain John, let me just tell you this. I broadcast from the corrupt state of Missouri. That's until we move out of here. I got a document from the Missouri Department of Revenue Taxation Division dated May 3rd, 2019. They say effective January 1st of 2019, like over 5 months prior. So they're saying effective 5 months before the letter was sent to me, this notice, that they're going to change my filing of taxes from annually to quarterly. They changed it. And then they said that I agreed to this. Our records indicate that you elected to file electronically. And if you didn't receive the forms, go down and go and get them, download them. So I've written arrows all over this thing, and I said, you sent this on 5/3/2019 to be effective 5 months prior. What's with you guys? That's what I said. Quote, what's with you guys? Okay. Then I drew an arrow to the part where it says, if you did not receive this form prior to filing, download it. I said, it's never been received. Arrow drawn to that. And then it's our records indicate that you elected to file electronically. I drew an arrow to that. Not true. Never elected electronic filing. And then it says, we'll continue to report annually as originally established. Vincent Finelli, CEO. What I'm telling you is these guys make this stuff up. So check all these government documents that you may. Oh, by the way, Silver's 1919.
He was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Captain John Reagan's with his class. You might want to watch the price of silver today. You can go to Kitco, KITCO.com, and look at the silver chart, and you'll get a chance to see what's happening. Captain John, back to you.
Yeah, that price is just absolutely shocking. It's good news for me, bad news for what's coming.
Right.
And speaking of that, the last time I was on USA Prepares was July 15th. And the post for that, as well as the second hour of the show, if you go to the archives, that was the financial end of the road. And I can't really say there's an update for that, but the point being is, all the signs are here. I still can't tell you exacts on timing, but you're going to be surprised how quickly things will unfold when they unfold. And that line, and this is something we'll talk about next week because there's plain not enough time today. My recommendation is if you can, get out of the United States because it is not going to be a pretty place to be, even if you're in rural areas. So you got that to look forward to next week. I wanted to talk about secrets, and I've talked about my experience before. The F-117A, the stealth fighter, that contract was let when I was a cadet in ROTC, and of course the Air Force isn't in the habit of informing cadets about highly classified projects. But in late 1985, that fall is when I showed up at the Pentagon to take my position in the nuclear planning system area. And those 2.5 years that I spent at the Pentagon, I didn't know about the F-117A, even though it was a delivery system for nuclear weapons. I found out about it, you know, shortly after leaving the Air Force, when the public found out about it. Another thing that I didn't know about being in nuclear planning was electromagnetic pulse, EMP. And I found out about that when the EMP report was released after Congress invited the 9/11 EMP Commission. And EMP is something that the government has known about at least since the early 60s when they had that Starfish Prime explosion in the atmosphere. And you might say, well, you know, John, you were just a captain. That's fair enough. But let's talk about Harry Truman. Harry Truman, when 1945 started, was Vice President of the United States. We were just a few months away from having the working nuclear, well, fusion and fission weapons that were used against Japan. When FDR died, that was the point where Harry Truman found out about these weapons. So secrets have been around for a long time. You know, and, you know, that event was, you know, well before I was born. I've got some videos in my post today. These were released last month in the Suspicious Observers channel on YouTube. And if you don't watch that, you really should at least watch the news part that's published every morning. And he released three videos, plasma cosmology, cosmic disaster / CIA classified, and climate forcing. Each of these videos are about an hour each, and even if you've watched for years, this is a nice summary and might even include some things that you've forgotten or didn't know about. In the plasma cosmology, one of the scientists in there worked at, let's go ahead and take the break and talk about it when we come back.
Yeah. Captain John Reagan is with us. We'll be right back.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Hurricane Dorian's been downgraded to a Category 3 storm after slamming the Bahamas as a Category 5. It's now crawling towards the eastern Florida coast. It's expected to stay offshore and then move up to the Georgia coast, where the Governor Brian Kemp says he's already issued a mandatory evacuation order for several counties near the water.
Georgia's in a unique position. I keep told people yesterday when I was down on the coast, I feel like we're the traffic light because we've got this storm with people from Florida coming through Georgia. People from South Carolina are coming to Georgia to get on our interstates to evacuate.
He was speaking on Fox and Friends. Democratic Senator Joe Manchin just announcing he's ruling out a run for governor of West Virginia again. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it.
God, you're
take my when you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Captain John, you mentioned EMPs and you mentioned secrets. I got to tell you that for the last 5 years, I've been on stage at Laclede Electric Cooperative's annual meetings, and they laughed at me. The GDP laughed at me about EMPs. I'm stunned. I'm stunned at how dumb we really, really are. Please continue.
Before the break, I was talking about the first of the three videos I have in my list today, plasma cosmology. Part of this includes a segment by a physicist that worked at Los Alamos, which, you know, highly classified research going on there. And it took him years, but he's able to get some of his research declassified. And what that research shows is that there is no such thing as dark matter. And you think about the PhDs, the academicians, how many hundreds or thousands of people do we have working to find dark matter, which that search is not going well, millions of dollars, maybe even billions going into these projects when we knew about this decades ago, and the declassified information that's not being widely spread yet. So another just demonstrating how secrets affect us. Because even though it may not impact your daily life so much, it's impacting your pocketbook because some of your taxes are going to that. It's also interesting, they had another scientist on that is a good segment to use when you want to show that settled science really isn't settled. And he goes back to Newton. And there's a couple of things to bring out there. One, Newton, who gave us the inverse square law, and that's valid for electromagnetic energy, which includes things like light. It's valid for sound. Whatever your measurement is at, one distance, you double it, you have one quarter of the amount to measure at that point. Well, there was another side of that that has been a gold standard for physicists, is that when you look at a system, all that matters is that system. And that kind of goes back to the inverse square law, because other systems are so far away, the effect essentially is nothing. Well, they did research, and the inverse square law is true all the way down to a radius of zero. And that gets to be kind of interesting because, zero squared is still zero, and you invert that and you have infinity. And I notice he hesitated a little bit in describing this. To me, I think what he found was the scientific explanation for scalar energy, also known as Tesla technology, in that the energy is the same at distance. And this even, I think impacts our view of God and the universe. As we've discovered all of these galaxies out there, we tend to think that, why are those out there? Why did God have to create that? They don't affect us because they're so far away. Well, that's not true. We find out that that energy from that distance is affecting each and every one of us. And, I can say stay tuned because we're learning more and more in that area. The second video, he had a catastrophe series that started in January. And this was the first time I'd heard the term micronova. And it started off, the first segment of that was about a book, The Adam and Eve Story, which was classified by the CIA back in the 60s. And when the Freedom of Information request brought it out, it was highly redacted. They only released like 57 pages or so out of a more than 200-page book. And it gets into the story of cycles of catastrophe, where the sun, shoots off a shell, and this is probably what did things like vitrifying these stones that, ancient aliens claims that it was aliens that, with some kind of, weapon caused that to happen. Now, it doesn't look like that anymore. Looks like it's quite natural. But it's really interesting. It gets into how that energy can mess with the internals of the Earth enough to where the crust separates from the mantle, and, you know, like the skin of an orange would allow a physical shift versus the just plain movement of the pole. It's an hour video. I can't get very deep into that. I highly recommend, you know, that as a summary. But it also got me thinking in conjunction with Secrets. John Moore talks about, I believe it was in the 60s, a meeting of where admirals were briefed about this planet coming in. And I'm beginning to believe that that was actually a psyop, you know, being perpetrated on the admirals. Because this is about the time that they classified this, and I'm sure they knew about it before this, you know, cycle disaster. And why I think they don't want people to know about it, because if people knew about it and accepted it, we would have total chaos as a society. You know, why go to work? You know, it would just be a big mess. Well, with telling the admirals that it's going to be a planet from, you know, out in the solar system, they have the admirals looking the wrong way while they're building, you know, the underground shelter for the selected few that get to be saved from the disaster. And, of course, they can't build enough to save the entire population. So, again, there's another hour for you to invest in. And the third one's climate forcing. And this one's just so totally destroys the climate, and let me use the air quote scientists, when you see all of the things that they do not include in their model, and when you see some of the papers, many of which are from universities outside of the United States, you get a much different picture, and it is not carbon dioxide, and instead of having global warming, it looks more like we're on the verge of another, at least mini ice age, if not more. So for your viewing pleasure, I have that. And I'll go ahead and stop and let you comment.
A couple quick comments. So, class, if you'd like to watch these videos, you can go to thefinancialstateoftheunion.com, John Reagan's website. You can also get to it with the following, EZE33.org. And you can go right to the news tab, and you'll see the links to today's broadcast, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. And if you want to watch these videos, YouTube videos, on your television, which for me is better because Mrs. Finelli and I can sit side by side, and we can watch videos on a larger screen than a PC screen, you can type in the following at a search engine. You can type watch YouTube on TV. Watch YouTube on TV. And you'll find out that you can watch YouTube videos on your television screen if you have a set-top device or if you have a TV that lets you make selections, like kind of like what you would with Netflix or a Prime Video. So there you have it. And that's what I'm going to do, John. I'm going to watch them with Mrs. Finelli, you know, in the next couple of days.
Yeah, all I can say is prepare to be amazed. And I don't have the link here. It was a video that was recommended from YouTube. And this guy, what he put into that video just knocked my socks off. He dealt with the Sahara Desert. And there's more and more research coming out all the time, but there's a number of ruins under the desert. And keep in mind, you know, our minds are kind of warped a little bit because we're used to seeing flat maps, which make the sizes of the land masses skewed. The Sahara Desert is roughly the size of the United States, might even be larger than the United States. So it's a huge, huge area. And it used to be a lush area. Lots of water, lakes, amazing place. So with them this penetration technology, you know, like the ground penetrating radar that's allowed them to discover more and more of this, lots of these, cities have been found, and we know nothing about these civilizations. And the conversion from these lush areas to desert may have taken place in as little as 100 years, may have been 500 years, but even in geologic time frames, that's nothing. So some pretty amazing stuff. I may dig that out and give a link next time for people that want to watch that. But when you think about all the things that have gone on before us that we know nothing about, we don't even have good understandings in parts of our modern history. And you can start with the JFK assassination on to so many other things. And we look back, we really don't know a lot about the pyramid builders, the Sphinx builders, Gobi Tepe. I mean, those are just the ones that we know about. It'd be fascinating if we had, the time travel technology and understand what all happened before our modern era. And I'll go ahead and stop there before talking about the remaining 3 points I have.
I just wanted to make a quick comment. I'm very concerned about this winter and it getting very cold and the extra feed that we're going to need. So what we're doing today, cutting hay, raking hay, baling hay. That's what we're going to be doing for the next several days, because now we have the window. And many farmers who are paying attention believe it's going to be a rough winter. We'll be right back.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Tomorrow, I'm going to try to talk about a major design flaw in John Deere riding lawnmowers. Major design flaw. And I've experienced this, and I've tried to rectify it, but I'll explain it in detail tomorrow. Robert in Kansas, welcome. You're on with Captain John Reagan.
Thank you, Vincent. I heard your conversation earlier about the Civil War, and I wanted to explain to you how it was actually about slavery, just not the way that we're taught in school. The situation in 1776 was that we established a constitutional republic which restrained the government so that the human man was able to be free. And when I say that, I mean that he owned the land he bought, his labor was not taxed away from him, and he was actually free. And then what took place in the Civil War was to bring about essentially what happened in 1871 when the United States incorporated. And under the incorporation, what took place was then the stock held by the corporation, the livestock, the human beings, were then issued a birth certificate and held on the stock exchange for a certain value. And then they could be borrowed against. So your life has a certain value, and then the corporation can borrow against that value to the banks. If you are a banker, what you must have is every nation be a corporation, because a corporation runs not on the blood of men and the soil and the people, but it runs on money. And so by them controlling the money, they can control the nations. And that's truly where we became enslaved again, is in 1871 when we became a corporation, and then we were then held as livestock under that corporation where we can be taxed. Our property can be taxed away from us. Everything is, we don't really own anything, and that's what a slave is.
Very, very well said. So you're not talking about black slaves, plantation-type slaves. You're talking about all of us.
It's just a sophisticated form of it. It's not the black slavery where you held slaves and you fed them. It's more of a free-range slavery where we're allowed a certain amount of freedom However, we do not actually own, we don't actually own anything the way a slave doesn't own anything. Mm-hmm.
So from a corporate perspective, what's better than having slaves, meaning economic slaves, that you don't really have to worry about feeding and taking care of? You just control them economically. So you have all the benefits and very few of the liabilities. That's what you're saying. Captain John Reagan, your comments?
Very true. And don't forget, slaves aren't allowed to have guns.
Mm.
Well, that's in the works, right?
Yeah, yeah. Beto O'Rourke, also known as, I believe his name is Robert, he wants to confiscate your self-defense tools, known as black rifles, AR-15s. I believe he's a real danger to society. Some might even call him a menace because of what he wanted to do. By the way, he was arrested when he was younger for criminal trespass, Beto O'Rourke. Robert O'Rourke wants to be president. So we've got him, and we've got a homo, a self-proclaimed homo, who wants to be president. That's Mayor Pete What's-His-Butt, or Pete Butts-His-Gig, however you now pronounce it. What a slate of candidates. Unbelievable. We're going down fast, and the pink and green and blue-haired people are invading our lives, telling us what we should do. I have one comment, John. It was not something we were going to discuss today, but I think it's important, and I'd like to say it. What I'm hearing from people who are in hospice care and others, they're saying that those people who are the beneficiaries of the soon-to-be deceased estate can't wait. Can't wait. They argue in the presence of the person dying. They're carving up the assets in the presence of the person who's dying before the person dies. They can't wait to get what they believe they're going to inherit. It's an outrage. Absolute outrage. So, class, think about before you sign over your assets to young people, make sure you know what you're doing. Make sure they deserve it. Any comments, Robert in Kansas?
Well, Vince, to your point, if you want to actually take people's family from them and you want to actually take their property, like physically, it's a lot easier if they're disarmed first. So
yes.
if they really want to come for your children, they're going to take your guns first.
Well said. And you have military expertise, both you and Captain John Reagan. Captain John, your thoughts?
Yeah, like I say, stay tuned. It's going to be interesting. And like I said earlier, if you can possibly get out of the United States, that's what I recommend.
But where do we go? Where do we go? Do we go to South America?
There is no perfect place. My target is Belize, and we'll talk about that next week.
Yeah. Robert in Kansas, thank you so much for calling in and being with us. Captain John Reagan, as always, thank you for your friendship. You and I have known each other for quite a while, and you've been broadcasting with me for darn close to 8 years, if I'm not mistaken. And we've been going to events together, speaking at events. Thank you so much for sharing your wealth of knowledge. And in about a month, Rich Sheban will be back with us when he's done with his farming.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.